بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned that خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه that the best of you are those who learn the Qur'an al-Kareem and teach the Qur'an al-Kareem. So sitting in this gathering of learning the Qur'an al-Kareem is a very noble deed in the eyes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in this time of fitna and fasad, in this time of corruption, of evil, of tests and trial. That person who sits with the Qur'an al-Kareem, learning the Qur'an, he is termed as amongst the best of the creation and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whatever we are going to be learning, we make intention that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make this a means of our salvation, emancipation in this world, qabr and akhirat insha'Allah. And we make an intention that, oh my Allah, whatever I am going to be learning, I'm going to try to bring it practically into my lives. And insha'Allah, Qur'an becomes part and parcel of my daily life, insha'Allah. And if we make this intention, then insha'Allah, we will even pass away with the Qur'an al-Kareem. But there's many things in the Qur'an al-Kareem that we need to learn and familiarize ourselves with. So when we open the Qur'an al-Kareem, you open up to Suratul Fatiha, then just a few things. One is to fully comprehend and understand what is written around some of the blocks or before the Bismillah on the side, etc. Then we need to familiarize ourselves with the Arabic numerals. So in the Quran copy that we have in front of us, then Suratul Fatiha on the top, the page number is 2, after that is 3, 4 and 5, and inshallah we will learn those numbers accordingly. But if you look at above Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, on the right hand side, first is Ayatuha. This means that the ayat of and the verses in this surah are 7 in number. So you open Surah Baqarah, you don't open, you will just look on the next side, Ayatuha, then they have 286. So that means the entire surah has those amount of ayat and verses. The Suratul Fatiha on the left hand side, you'll see Ruku'uha 1. There's one Ruku. Surah Baqarah, Ruku'atuha, you'll see 40. So this already tells you from beforehand how many Ruku's or ayat and verses are to be found in this entire surah. And Suratul Fatiha, they say Makkiyatun. Hazrat Mawlana Chauhan Sahib always explains in the tafsir that Makkiyah means this surah was revealed prior to the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we look at Suratul Baqarah, Madaniyah, means majority of the surah was revealed after, post the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it's not something was revealed in Makkah Mukarrama or something was revealed in Medina Munawwara. It's got to do with the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are some of the aspects. An example, let's, before we start the recitation of the Qur'an al-Kareem, right at the end of Suratul Fatiha, we see a star, and that star is filled in with black ink. And at the side of it, it's written, Ameen. Which means whenever we see this star that's filled with ink, anywhere in the Qur'an, it means it is etiquette that we recite what is written on the side. So Suratul Fatiha has 15 names. And one of the names of Suratul Fatiha is Suratul Dua. That this is the Surah of Dua. And this entire Surah is a Dua. That is why at the end of it we say, Ameen. O may Allah accept this Dua. It's a Dua we're responding. If we quickly turn to page 839, just to explain to ourselves what we are missing out on. Page 839 will be Surah Watini Wa Zaytun, towards the end of the Quran. Now this is not something that we have to make tawbah and istighfar. It's something that will give some flavor to our recitation and the understanding of the kalam-e-paak and the speech of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now, page 839, Surah Wateen, at the end of the surah again, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ. And then again we see a star, and what's written on the side? بَلَا وَأَنَا عَلَى ذَلِكَ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. Now this does not mean that the person reciting Taraweeh, why is he not reading it? Or for whatever other reason, this is in my own individual recitation of the Qur'an and tilawat. This is what I would do as etiquette. Why? In this ayah, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ. Rhetorical question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala poses. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not the most just? Is He not the just? So we respond out of etiquette. بَلَا. Oh my Allah, most definitely, You are the most just. وَأَنَا عَلَى ذَلِكَ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. I am amongst those that bear witness to this fact and point. So you are responding to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And like that, you will find, inshaAllah, in your recitation, other areas, spots in the Qur'an where we will see this sign, which gives us some indication something needs to be recited. Surah Al-Fatiha is the first surah of the Qur'an al-Kareem. And inshaAllah, we discuss today, every week we will discuss maybe one or two aspects with regards to the laws of Tajweed. Those brothers that are already linked and subscribed with the WhatsApp number of Masjid Al-Saliheen, alhamdulillah, whatever we are discussing today, we will write it down, inshaAllah, on PDF format or whatever it is, and that will be posted on that group. Those people that are not techno-savvy and you don't know, maybe you don't have access to a WhatsApp, then no problem, you can speak to Brother Dawood Desai or myself, and inshaAllah we'll try and have a hard copy available for those people that don't have access. Or if you're not subscribed to the WhatsApp number, then you can speak to Brother Dawood Desai and inshaAllah he will link you up, inshaAllah. So inshaAllah today we discuss just one aspect, and that is Hamza and Ayn. Just one simple thing. Hamza and Ayn. The Hamza and the Ayn both are pronounced from the throat. The difference in the recitation of both of these letters is that the Ayn is from the middle of the throat with emphasis. Ayn. Middle of the throat, you will feel it. As compared to Hamza. Hamza is free flowing. That's from the bottom of the throat and free flowing. Hamza, there's no effort. So that's effortless. But Ayn, that is from the throat. So we don't have to measure it to make sure the middle of the throat now is moving. No. It's just the pronunciation of the Ayn is to be cognizant of the fact that it is from the middle of the throat as far as possible, and with emphasis as compared to the Hamza. Just that much already gives you a difference in the recitation of example. If a person recites the first verse, one is reciting, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Alameen, with emphasis, as compared to reciting, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So one is alameen and alameen. So it's both, the mouth is opening up, one is free flowing, one is with little emphasis, and that gives you the beauty of the Qur'an al-Kareem. Number one, it's beauty, and number two is the proper meaning even of the Qur'an al-Kareem. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward each one of us. Yes, sometimes you may feel, Mawlana, I'm so old, I'm in my 60s, 50s, 40s, I never learned Tajweed, and now we must get that Ayn to come out from the throat, and it's difficult to get it out, and I'm not used to Tajweed. But the mere fact that we are sitting for the program, this already is a sign to Allah that, oh my Allah, as a weak banda of yours, I'm sitting here to see what I can do. I'm trying. In my way, I'm trying, oh my Allah. And if I'm failing, Allah knows. And He will give us the full reward for trying. And this is according to the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that that person who tries, but he is not getting there. He's trying. For him is double reward. One is he is reciting, and number two, he is making an effort. Although he is not perfecting the recitation, but then he will get double reward from the side of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So what we would do, inshaAllah, first we will recite the entire Surah Al-Fatiha. But just to keep this point in mind, that the Hamza is free-flowing as compared to the Ayn, and that is from the middle of the throat with emphasis. So we will recite the entire Surah once, only highlighting the letter Ayn, and then second time we will all recite in unison. Why? Because the correct, proper recitation of the Qur'an-i Kareem can only be achieved when we recite the Qur'an loudly. If there is loud recitation, you will know to yourself, am I reading correctly or incorrect? However, if you're reading to yourself or under your breath, then you're not going to pick up any mistakes, or you wouldn't be able to correct the pronunciation of the Qur'an.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
So inshallah we will recite it together. The first part is the A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, to be wary of the beginning of the ta'awudh, as we call it, the ta'awudh, the isti'adha. A'udhu, so it starts off with a hamza, and the immediate second letter is an ayn. So therefore the correct pronunciation would be
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
So there's a hamza first, and then the ayn, which is أعوذ. So it wouldn't be أعوذ. أعو is hamza and a hamza. And it's not, so it's not أعوذ, nor is it أعو. أعو, that's double ayn. The first one is a hamza, أعوذ بالله. So, and then ayn. So, inshallah, we recite it together.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
So, that's the first part, the a'udhu with the ayn, a'udhu.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
So this first verse already has an ayn, alameen, as compared to alameen. One more time.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, ar-Rahmanir-Rahim, maliki yawmiddin, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ.
So here there's two ayns.
إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ,
that's the first, and the last towards the end.
وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ,
ayn. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah تبارك وتعالى loves to listen to the Qur'an as it was revealed. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Qur'an with tajweed. We recite with tajweed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is directly listening. You see exactly how I recited, you are reading it back to me. So Allah wants to listen to it. But there's the few things that we need to tweak in our recitation, inshaAllah.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
So those are two ayns. أنعمت. So the first is أن. That's a همزة.
أنعم.
So the عمت. The عين.
عليهم. عين.
ع. So
أنعمت عليهم.
That portion one more time.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين.
And the last part, portion, غير المغضوب عليهم. Yes, there would be other things we would want to concentrate on, maybe the ha, or maybe the qaf and the ta, but we would come there. Let's not confuse ourselves. So we concentrate on the ayn, the hamza and the ayn, and slowly we would add and build onto this, insha'Allah. So the homework for us would be, for this week, whenever we recite in the Quran, all we would do is concentrate wherever is the ayn. Read it, if it's not once, read it twice. Did I recite it correctly? And then continue. So example, we will recite Surah Al-Baqarah just till 9 o'clock inshallah, and then we will stop. That's another 3-4 minutes. So we will do little recitation, and those that want to recite with us can recite, or we can just listen to the Ayn being recited.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alif Lam Mim. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون.
One more time, because there's an ayn in this ayah.
أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب عظيم.
Very healthy ayat with lot of ayins over here. Again.
ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب عظيم ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ Sadaqallahu al-Azim.
Alhamdulillah for the recitation. We participated, we recited tonight. We will be getting double the reward because of our efforts in trying to recite the Qur'an-i-Kareem with Tajweed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept each one of us who are sitting for the program and grant each one of us the tawfiq to recite the Qur'an al-Kareem with tajweed, insha'Allah. Just 2 points. One is, we mentioned about that WhatsApp group, insha'Allah, we will be sending just the notes of the Hamza and the Ayn through on that group. So, Brother Dawood, maybe you can just show them where you are. So that's one. And the other is those brothers that feel that you can or you want to better your recitation by getting some private time. Obviously, it won't be a lot of time, but private time just to listen one-on-one, then whenever you have time, we can speak about it. And that is a possibility also. And inshallah, we intend having a more advanced program for the Hufaz. So if any Hafiz is sitting here, inshallah, in due course, there would be an announcement of an advanced tajweed course for the Hufaz, especially coming closer to the month of Ramadan, that would be announced soon, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.